Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Fred Hubler, or better known as Mr. Retainer, an accomplished financial advisor with more than 18 years of experience in the financial services and technology industry. He is the founder of Retainer-Based Academy, located in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. And Mr. Hubler, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're certainly welcome, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, tell us, what is retainer-based financial planning? Let's start there.
Sure. I think the best thing to think about is what the alternatives are currently, because then retainer-based kind of makes it easier to understand. Today, you work with an advisor who gives away the advice in the hope that you bring over assets that they manage, or in the hope that you buy their product. So retainer-based planning turns that upside down and says, we don't care where you buy the products. We don't care if you give us your money. You're going to hire us, and we're going to add value by giving you advice. And prior to hiring us, we do an RFP process where we will say, here's what we see you need, here's what we think we can do for you, and here's what the one-year retainer is going to be. So there's no surprises what a client's getting or what they're going to pay for it. The surprise is that they don't have to change where the money's already at. So that puts back on the table, if you're working with an advisor, they tend to not want you to have your money at a Vanguard or a Fidelity because there's no revenue in it for them. That puts that back on the table. So we can actually use the Vanguard and the Fidelities with the very little, if not zero, costs. And under the advice side, show the client and tell the client where to put it, but we don't have to have a 1% drain on the return by quote-unquote using us. So hopefully that makes sense on what retainer-based planning is.
Not only makes sense, but your explanation is most helpful as well. How does retainer-based planning differ from, say, the traditional financial planning models?
So a lot of times, if you go for someone who does a financial planning model, they will just look at your investments, and they will give you a static document or a static set of rules and say, you know, have fun and be on your merry way. We believe that for entrepreneurs and executives, and that's our focus, because they tend to be, if they're successful, they have a high net worth, but they don't have a lot of investable assets. All their money is in their business if they're an entrepreneur, or in their 401k at work if they're a working executive. So financial planning that I've seen my brothers and sisters do in the field, they tend to just focus on investments, give a static document, and then it's up to the client to implement. And for these busy people, they kind of want it. They want to make sure that the advice is true, and they want to make sure it gets executed, because nothing matters. The best advice doesn't matter if you don't do anything with it. So we actually take it to the next level. We make sure it gets done. More importantly, or as importantly, we look at more than just the investments. The insurances, the business strategy, like we become almost like a third-party subject matter expert. We get their taxes looked at by a third party who's not us. Again, we kind of are the team builder. And I used to work with the NFL Players Association, and ironically, if you Google best NFL financial advisor, I still show up, which is kind of funny because I never paid for it. But if you think about it, you own the football team. You're hiring Creative Capital to be your head coach, and then we're going to go out and make sure the best players are on your team, even if the best players aren't me. So a lot of times where the client has money might be where it needs to be, or again, going back to traditional financial planning, a lot of times these traditional financial planners that do asset management are doing traditional stocks and bonds. And I think one of the things I'd love everyone to know is the entire U.S. stock market is less than 4,000 companies. And there are tens of thousands of mutual funds all buying the same less than 4,000 companies. The Russell 2000 doesn't even have 2,000 things in it. So we all think of the stock market as this huge trillion-dollar, you know, bunch of choices, and it is huge. It is trillions of dollars, but there really aren't that many companies. So a lot of what we do is we provide advice, which we talked about, and then more importantly for these clients, or as important, I should say, we provide access to accredited investments. which are investments that are not in the stock market. They're more in line with what Harvard and Yale put money into over the long term. And it's not for everybody. So accreditation, you know, part of the people that almost everyone that hires us for retainer-based planning are accredited investors. They just have no accredited investments. They own businesses, but it's their own. They don't own any private equity or any pieces of other businesses. And they might own real estate, but it's their own, and they don't rent it out. It's just their, you know, their mountain house or their shore house. And non-market investments, I think, especially where we are in the economy and the market, is a asset class that these people are surely missing when we meet them. And one of the things we do is we provide access to those other asset classes. And because it's retainer-based, some of those asset classes might not even be with us. I mean, we may recommend they buy a condo, or a townhouse in their kid's school so they can rent out the rooms to their kids, teach their children responsibility, and at the end of 4 years have a non-correlated asset. We're not going to make any money on that, but that's the right advice for some clients.
That ought to jazz up a few folks hearing how you handle that and how you are helping people as well. How can entrepreneurs and small to medium-sized businesses benefit from working with a retainer-based financial advisor? Get into some of the benefits there.
So I think the biggest thing is they need advice they can trust, and that advice is tainted if they're working with someone that just sells a product. So if you're going to go to a life insurance person, you're going to, one, you know you need life insurance, but two, you're going to question if the insurance that person's showing you is the one that you need, especially if they work for, you know, a captive company and they can only show you Northwest Mutual, or they only can show you Allstate, or whatever it is, whatever the company is, and those are not bad companies at all, but you can't show other companies' products. So by engaging us, we're independent and we're a broker. So we will – I kind of look at it like the progressive life insurance commercials. When we are dealing with insurance, we'll do a full spectrum search of all the options that are available for that client for that reason, and we'll bring it to the client with all the numbers. Say, here's the five best second to die or five best partnership life insurance policies we found, and here's the cheapest, so that's the one you should do. So having advice, almost having someone else on their team, small business owners and entrepreneurs are surely lacking in that, especially when they can't 100% let go and trust the advice because that person is coming with, you know, potentially, and they may want to help, but they're coming with just an agenda. And I think the other thing they do, and this is interesting, we have, you know, a lot of business owners, they'll call us about things that have nothing to do with investments. You know, do we know a good handyman? Because they don't want to go through and have a bad handyman. And since we've developed over the last 18 years a deep, roster of subject matter experts, we know who the great health insurance people are. We don't do health insurance. I don't understand the donut hole when I worked on it with my parents, but I know who to go to. And so an advisor that can work with an entrepreneur in a way that, you know, any question with a dollar sign and any sentence with a dollar sign and a question mark comes to us. And sometimes it's, do I, you know, execute these options at work? Or, and again, real time example, I had a client that owns multiple fast food franchises. And he called and said, hey, I'd like to put, you know, $500,000 into an investment. What should I be doing? And we looked at his entire life. And the next day, I said, well, let me call you back. The next day, I called him back and I told him he had to update his restaurants. And he gets a 28% return when he puts the flat screen TV on and opens up the floor plan. There's nothing I can put him into that would have that 28% return. And since I knew his business, I knew his, you know, and he questioned it. He's like, well, you don't want my money? I'm like, no, I absolutely want your money, but I want your money to grow. And right now, with markets at all-time high, I can't tell you putting new money into the market at all-time highs is going to be the best long-term solution. I can tell you with pretty decent, you know, performance that you, when you update your restaurants, you get a 28 to 32% return. That's gonna be good, and our retainer is based over time on net worth. So my only goal is to make their net worth higher. And that gentleman, not only still a client, he's referred me for other, you know, franchise owners, because they're not getting this advice from anywhere else. They might have a financial plan, but it just looks at, you know, moments in time. One of the things we provide for them, and this is from my NFL days, a online portal that they can log into 24/7 to see everything they own, whether it's with us or not. And the reason for that is football players went bankrupt because they didn't know they were going bankrupt. So when you provide transparency on their iPhone and they can see their operating account or their the brother-in-law's business account that they're an owner of, you know, the restaurant, and you can see the checking account go from $50 to $6,000, you know, you don't need me to step in and say, hey, there's something wrong here. So we provide more than just a static document. We provide an online ongoing portal that allows us to stress test behind the scenes and allows us to put up alerts. So if a client does have a certain amount they like to see in cash, and let's say that money is 25 grand and I see it up at 50, I'm going to get an alert automatically and I'm going to reach out and say, hey, do we need to find a home for that other 25,000? You know, here's some things we thought we need to do on our punch list, and now we have money to do it. And that kind of proactiveness really is a godsend to these clients. And that portal, I think clients, you know, love the portal because they don't have to log into 14 different websites or wait till the end of the month to see how, you know, how that tweet affected their investments. They can look at it in real time.
Awesome information and great examples. Really appreciate your input there. Quite exciting, I might add. Today we're joined by Mr. Fred Hubler, the founder of Retainer Based Academy, located in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Hubler, how can small business owners and entrepreneurs find balance when it comes to planning for their personal financial future, as well as the business side of things in their financial future?
Yeah, they're very, as you know, they're very correlated. If my business is doing well, but I'm not, there's going to be, you know, there's only so high of a trajectory the business can do. And if I'm doing great, but my business isn't, you know, I'm going to take that home. So we do provide more than just individual business. I have an MBA. I love looking at business plans. We'll sign an NDA for our clients and review their stuff and become an extra set of eyes on things. A lot of times businesses are like term papers. You've written it so many times, it looks the same to you even, and so you need a new fresh set of eyes. And when a client brings me in and says, hey, I'm thinking of doing some strategy, I'd like your thoughts on it, that jazzes me. That lets me know that I'm at the table and that they recognize that I have built multiple companies myself and I've failed and been successful, so I know the differences and I know the lessons learned. And so when working with – and we now have clients in 15 states. We have a virtual setup. So even local clients, and you'll appreciate that, even local clients, when they choose to, you know, set up a meeting, they have an option of in-office or virtual, and we are getting more and more local clients choosing virtual. So of those 15 states that were, you know, I'm only in Pennsylvania, but we meet with clients in 15 other states, it's all virtual. It is organic. It is like this podcast, but it's visual, and I can share my screen. And so having someone, an expert in their field, doesn't need to be an expert in your backyard. And our subject matter expert panel, you know, the roster that we can call on to help our clients, that roster is getting bigger and getting into multi-states. And one of the things we do is we work with the team that your client already has, you know, that the business owner already has. And I think that's the other part is if you have an accountant, if you have a lawyer, and you have someone trying to pull this together, you know, right now without someone doing retainer-based planning, part of our role in that job is to pull everybody together. The lawyer is going to give you the best view of the world that they see, but they're not talking to your accountant and they're not talking to your advisor. And so we really bring the table together. I call it meetings about you, without you. So we'll sit down and say, okay, what should we be doing? Here's my goal for, you know, this family or this client in 2020. What do you want to have done? And a lot of times, this is funny, I don't know if you have kids, but if you have kids and someone tells your kids something that you've been saying, but they listen because someone else said it, there's a component of that in our engagement with our clients. And that is if we ask the accountant, hey, what should they be doing? And they say, oh, they really should have had it simple for the last 5 years. And I go back to them, or more importantly, our CFP, every family that hires us gets a certified financial planner assigned to them, and their only job is to work with clients. So that's not me. Once they hire us, they get someone who's just, you know, dedicated to them. But if the CFP goes to the client and says, hey, you really need a simple, and why don't you open up one at Vanguard outside of us? We're not going to get paid on it. We're not trying to make money on it. Well, now the client actually does it because, one, they know we're not telling them to do it because it's going to benefit us. It's going to be a Vanguard and in their name at Vanguard, so not even a fee-based account with us. And, two, they heard it enough from their CPA. And the amount of times the CPA calls me up and says, how did you get them to do it? And I tell them, hey, do you have kids? And has anyone ever told your kids something that, you know, you're, oh, I should have done that? And you're like, I've been telling you it's exactly the same thing, but it's at a, you know, at an adult level.
Mr. Hubler, really appreciate your joining us here today and the impact you're having in the space. Can't thank you enough for your time today. As we conclude, tell us, how can entrepreneurs add value to their business through retainer-based planning?
Sure. So retainer-based planning is an annual, a year-to-year thing. So I have clients that hired us for 1 year. We got their track, everything on track, and we're still clients, they're still friends, but we're not billing them anymore because, you know, the work was over. So one of the ways that they can add value to their businesses is engaging us for our SOS, which is Second Opinion Service. And if you go to the business that does this is Creative Capital Wealth Management Group, which is my planning business, and that's ccwmg.com. If they go there and set up an SOS, Second Opinion Service, it is absolutely free. It's a two-meeting process with me, and it could be to anyone from anywhere in the world. So it's really meant to be an organic, open conversation where, you know, what brings you in. And that's the first part of seeing if there could be value added to a business. So I will never say that, you know, one thing fits everybody and retainers for everybody. Some people don't need us yet because their life isn't that complicated. And others, people needed us 5 years ago and didn't know that this option even existed. So I think the first step is a conversation with us. Second Opinion Service, SOS, is our way of making that friendly and free and just organic. Between the first and second meeting, they'll have a questionnaire that we'll ask back, and they can give us anything they want us to review. And then at the second meeting, I will give them my true, here's what I see, here's some things I would, you know, talk to your advisor about. And if there's anything on fire, I would say, hey, here's something I think you should consider, and then at some point provide a proposal of, hey, here's the things I think you need, here's the things I think we will help you address, and if it's a true proposal from us, it'll actually have a, here's what the first year retainer would be to address these things. And it's very honest, it's very open. My lights are on whether I get a new client or not, so we're not hungry to make people use us. We're here to help, and even if the help isn't going to benefit us.
Before you go, Mr. Hubler, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on Retainer Based Academy online and also a way to be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
RetainerBasedAcademy.com is for financial advisors to learn how to do this advice-driven thing. So that's RetainerBasedAcademy.com. If your listener is an entrepreneur and has a business and would like to look at that using someone like us for retainer-based planning, they would go to ccwmg.com, which is Creative Capital Wealth Management Group, which is our business that does retainer-based planning. So there's two different parts of it. And the Retainer-Based Academy is for advisors to learn how to do what I'm doing, and I'm teaching them because I think more people should do it. I think this will be the way advice is driven in the future. It's not there yet, but it'll probably be the norm in 5 to 7 years.
Mr. Hubler, we certainly appreciate what you do through Retainer-Based Academy. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You too. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Fred Hubler, the founder of Retainer-Based Academy, located in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. And again, for more information, visit retainerbasedacademy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.